power of C in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen in hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. and welcome back. We have Gary Richard Arnold. Gary, just before the show, I mentioned this in hour number one that I saw on Drudge another link. A link that there's Chinese scientists actually have taken gene editing techniques to insert monkey brains, human genes, to make them more human-like. The year and the epoch of the Planet of the Apes is coming, isn't it? And people understand we have the surveillance system using AI technology. I took care of NSA and other agents working years ago with above top secret clearance. And AI was used to actually, even back then, 25 years ago, to actually search for data clusters that they would hand over to a real agent. People don't really understand that our both sides of this, the GOP side with people like Susan Rice, and people like some of the people under George Bush, were working directly with the GOP side of the New World Order. There's also a Democratic side that now looks extremely leftist. But in actual fact, they're trying to tribalize us so they get to accept us to one or another tribe that's going to bring us down the same bottleneck and spin down the toilet bowl toward the New World Order. So it doesn't matter which side you're on. You have to understand, we need advice. Like, if I could get some time with President Trump every week and could have you on, some other of my experts, we would actually get him to face some realities that Donald Trump, in fact, to a great extent, is being a distraction while the New World Order is happening right under his nose, including 5G network, recycling water, not handling the border properly, and not handling the issue with Russia and China while he's trying to work out a trade deal with China. China has 35,000 troops in Venezuela, directly protecting a communist, Maduro, affiliated and controlled by the Cubans, with 46,000 troops, including his private guard. And the Russians have hypersonic cruise missiles aimed at our throat that can travel at Mach 10 to Mach 13 and evade our missile defense system so that we have no protection against the weapon of indignation that will knock out our power grid, or nuclear attack on our military sites or population centers. So we are being led down the pathway by all these tribalizing parties and the media toward destruction, aren't we?
Yeah. No, I used to work for the old Selznick Studios. It was under a district attorney that had bought it. He was a district attorney for Long Beach, and he had found some ways to create tax shelters. And throughout Hollywood and all the other studios, there were tax shelters and special deals that helped elevate them and promote them in order to sell, globaloney. He happened to be one of the ones that didn't believe in globaloney, and so eventually he was taken down, the solo person, using tax shelters and investments to take down that particular studio. But being there long enough, I saw where people would come in and they'd show their scenarios, and the scenarios were left right. They were Hegelian. So what we see as left and right is merely a left and right.
Is left and right steps of the Luciferic.
He's going to hit us with a left a few times and kill us with a right.
You're pretty clever. That's very clever. Very clever. Now, in other words, what you're saying is, we're being tribalized to be in with a boxer has a left punch, such as Bernie Sanders Claus in Healthcare for All, or Donald Trump, who's now captured the Christians and the Jews now, who actually have walked away from the Democratic Party because they've been abused by Ilhan Omar. And now we have a situation where, as they tribalize us and fractionate us and create masters of chaos, they push us into believing one or the other scenario, but we're actually being pushed into a cybernetic digital cage that in a few years from now will be AI, where they'll be hacking into our cortex, know exactly where our location is because our body's absorbing nanoparticles with 5G network, and eventually we will be caught completely in the matrix, won't we? And we will not know, because they don't want to believe anybody like Deagle, which knows more than any other living human being about the Virtual World Project, that actually talks publicly about this. And you know more than any other person I know about all these secret orders, which at the top, when I talked to Tex Mars this morning, he was not aware of the Druidic Council of 13 and the Pindar that runs all of these orders, including the Black Pope and the Jesuits and the Reserve System and the banks and the global tech agencies and all the intel agencies under the Thule Society of Nazi Germany, which is an occult organization that was transplanted directly to make our OSS become the NSA, CIA, and run and control and connect to all other agencies on the planet through Project Omega, conceived by the Nazis and now completed in 1982 by George Bush Sr., who is now dead as of last year. People don't understand. I don't know some of these facts. I know everything. And what's disturbing is people don't even have the cojones to challenge me on air or off air, thinking that they know better, and they don't. And what's disturbing, I have a genius like you that knows all the ugly facts about these Big Ten schools and even the people within Trump's family that have gone to them. And the actions of his own son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who is a Kabbalistic warlock, getting ready to do the peace treaty, which Trump trusts him as his golden boy. And people don't understand, we're being pushed to one side or the other by this dialectic, aren't we? And we're all being herded like braying animals into the abattoir to be slaughtered, aren't we?
Yeah, it's as simple as what the Mongols and other people that perfected the horse to be his tool. All you needed was reins that you could make the horse move to the right or the left, or you could kick your spurs in him to get him to go giddy up, or you could pull back on the reins and get him to slow down. And what we are, we think we're independent, and the right reins are over on Fox News, and the left reins are over on CNN and some of the others. But we as a herd, or all these cowboys that are hired by the deep state, move us herds onto the rail cars, in which we cattle will be herded onto and taken to Chicago for butcher. And we're being used without cognizance that the overall idea needs to be focused on by us. Either that, or we give up our individualism, or we act as a herd of animals, or a school of fish, or a flock of geese, or a covey of whatever. This is how we are handled. And until we find out that we're individuals, and it's not any individual from any race or any particular religion, we can all have our decisions and individual ideas to protect ourselves. We're going along with the herd, and their overall protocols are the Georgia Guidestone protocols to kill 16 billion of us, or 6 billion of us. And in the meantime, even in the local politics, we're moved left and right by so-called partisanship and churches.
Exactly.
And
let me give some overall principles that you're expand upon in the details. So you connect the dots. You do not move ahead in any corporation, any medical system, any legal system, any government on earth unless you're in a secret order. And it doesn't matter which holy book you worship on if you join the high-level Masons. You can worship on the Bible, the Upanishads, the Book of the Dead. You can worship on the Sephiroth Zira. You can worship on some shamanic book. It doesn't matter what book you worship on, because they believe they have a super religion. They have sacred knowledge about the ancient world before the eventual collapse of the ancient human civilization on Mars. They want to hide all this technology. In fact, one of the things that was told me, because I was a Phi Sigma tapped up by the Dean of Medicine in the early 70s, and the head of hematology wanted me to become one of his residents because he knew I was one of the smartest medical students, and he told me some ancient facts. In fact, he told me that pigs are an ancient hybrid between humans and wild boar to be used as a proxy sacrifice in ancient altars. I said, come on. I said, you've had too much beer. We're at Phi Sigma fraternity. He said, no, let's go over to the hospital. So he showed me the major and minor blood group antigens and showed me genetic proof. This is back many years ago now. Genetic proof that pigs are a hybrid, and they were used as a proxy in the ancient altars of these druidic ceremonies and altars in the Middle East and elsewhere. People need to understand that the real world that people believe in and the world that is reality is completely different. For example, right now people don't understand that the agencies and the scientists that set up our space program and our intel agency that became the OSS is completely transplanted from Nazi Germany. The Thule Society is an occult society. It's religious. It's transdimensional. It's trans, you know, whatever. It's not normal. And all the organizations that run the entire world are luciferic, and they're involved with the left and right dialogue. That's why you can see people, for example, George Bush Sr. thought that George Bush Jr. and Bill Clinton from different parties were blood brothers because they're just working the left and right side of the dialectic. People don't get this, do they?
No. Well, the Thule Society was, you know, Hitler and Prescott Bush, Skull and Bones. And,
long before them. Long before Hitler. He just managed to use the Thule Society to take over when he had a tiny minority. When he had a tiny minority inside, he only had 11% vote. It was the arrangements that the British did that set the stage up for World War One. Because really, we only had one World War. We had Part A and Part B. Part A was the World War One. Part B was World War II that was created because we created the conditions for the rise of Adolf Hitler. And George Bush Sr.'s father even helped to fund the Nazis in Nazi Germany and got fined by the American government. People don't realize that.
They expected World War One to do it, and they were so frustrated that the United States Senate, there were still remnants of the attitude by the original Constitution and founders that U.S. senators would represent the states, and they were jealous to protect each individual state. They were not to be a national government to be, you know, dictated to or anything else like that. But by 1913, when they put in the Federal Reserve System and they set up the escape clause for all the billionaires through foundations, and then they got rid of the U.S. senators representing the states, and they were subject to popular election, which meant J.P. Morgan and Rockefeller and all the rest of them, all they needed to do was buy the newspapers, and they would have a majority in the Senate. So they needed the Second World War in order to create the foundation for the world government, which was the United Nations, founded right here in California, in San Francisco, with Alger Hiss, the head of the Carnegie Foundation, by the way. It was the billionaires again. It's not the communists or the people on the street. They don't give a rat's tail about any of that type of stuff. But half the members of the U.S. delegation, or more than half, I think there are 46 or 47 members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And that was founded by Allen and John Foster Dulles and a whole bunch of other culprits, Harold Stassen. But it was John Foster Dulles, head of, again, you moving into the churches, and nobody wants to talk about it. But John Foster Dulles headed the World Council of Churches. We've got the purpose-driven churches by Council on Foreign Relations
Rick Warren. The World Council of Churches, the chair is always held by the Pope. But you have to understand that the one above the Pope is called the Pindar. Now, I talked to Tex Mars about this morning, and you weren't aware of it because you're aware of all the lower-level people of all the different agencies like the CFR, the Bilderbergers. But most people aren't aware that the CFR and the Bilderbergers was actually run underneath what's called SAD, or the 17th Division of the CIA, which is the NIDIS, if you want to call it, of the Thule Society, that controls things like Five Eyes. Five Eyes was the agency that contracted Steele to actually set up the dossier to actually try to attack Donald Trump. Now, the reason why Trump is being attacked is not necessarily that he's got everything right, but he's got a lot of things against both the right and left side of the dialectic of the New World Order. He's against the globalists on the right and the globalists on the left. And that's why they're attacking him. And I saw a little dialogue by Tucker Carlson thinking, well, is Trump really wanting to get reelected? Because if he listened to advice from you and me and others, and I call my council of Samuel Council, like the ancient high priest who counsel King David, he might wake up and realize and smell a coffee that his destruction of his geopolitical future is happening. And even if he gets reelected, they'll try to paralyze him so he won't get anything done for America and the world. And eventually, if his treaty breaks that his son-in-law is going to set up, it'll cause the nuclear annihilation of the United States and much of the world. So
I hear a break coming. If people want to get bits and pieces of this, if they go to www.news.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle for the lowest oxygen concentration the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Moods Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. And welcome back. And so, Gary, I'd like you to go through Susan Rice. I mean, some of the ontogeny of these people. There's one of the people involved with the attack against Trump is actually going to jail now. Do you know who that individual was from the looking at the latest notices that came up?
Wasn't that the Avante or whatever his name was, the real slick lawyer from California, I thought.
Right. Yeah, he's been indicted now.
Yeah.
Obama White House counsel indicted. You know, that's Avante charged with embezzlement, fraud, cheating on taxes, okay? Now, what people started understanding, that now that we're going to have the Horowitz's report come out either in May or June, the new attorney general is actually announcing there's going to be handing over for clinical and legal indictments, and there's going to be people doing the perp walk now. So the Democrats should start understanding when we have people like Swalwell, I call him Swallow It Well, and Adam Schiff, I've changed the last two letters of his name from F to T, S-H-I-T-T. And the other Democrats, and people that even speak in Hollywood, people like this guy that talked about MAGA hats and how people attacked him and scratched his face and so on, he's going to get federal indictments, and this is not going to go away. And what people need to understand is Trump is going to start turning the screws on these guys now, and the powers that be around him, and us, people like us, because we're pointing out the facts that the deep state is trying to attack Trump of both the right and the left. It's not just a left-sided attack, is it?
No, not at all. They want to end the food fight, so they have solidary control, pretty much like Red China, and that's what they're going after. And it's nice that you mentioned that, because 2 days ago on Tuesday, I was at Eric Swalwell. We call him Swallow It Well or Swallow It All.
Because this guy is a high level, very globalist, and he is so freaking arrogant, he literally tries to put on a straight face while he lies right through his teeth. It's unbelievably disgusting. This is a very disgusting pseudo-politician that's not going to represent the people. He could carry rats behind what happens to the American population or our country. This guy is only considering himself in power, period. He's a narcissistic egomaniac, not unlike Obama or Beto O'Rourke or any of these other people like AOC, another pinhead, clueless one. And I'm getting nasty cards from people saying about this. You know what? Take the card, shove it in little pieces, and shove it rectally, because that's not going on my desk, and I'm not going to read it. But people are really upset about me saying AOC is mentally ill. She's clinically crazy. And she doesn't mention science, and even when she's putting together furniture from IKEA, she's trying to pretend in a little video that, okay, if I screw up, it's okay, I'm learning. I'm thinking, your learning is not trying to govern us and tell everybody else you're the boss. She is a clueless idiot, and she's mentally ill, isn't she?
Yeah. Well, get this. Eric Swalwell belonged to the Alpha Sigma Phi.
Right.
Yale secret society. Its Latin motto is Causa Latae Vis Est Nocima, which means the cause is hidden. So we know what the cause is. It's world government.
Right.
You know, it's a deceit and stealth for world government run by an elite under the Georgia Guidestone protocols. In fact, this guy is really weak. He's a eunuch, and he's a deep state soldier for bug-eyed, Adam Schiff, and he will lie. They know they have to lie because they were caught in their total fake coup against Trump.
Right.
Trump's best advisor, and I don't, from what I read, I don't agree with everything he says or all of his intentions, but he had worked for Senator Joseph McCarthy as his right-hand man, Roy Cohn. And so he knew, when they were tracing back, the communist activities, they were running into the foundations and to the deep state. Also,
right.
Roy Cohn was in New York, and he was familiar with a lot of the machinations of the crime families. So his being an advisor to Donald Trump is probably, one of the best he could have had, and that's probably what's kept him alive till now.
Right. Now, where is this going? Let's say if you and I and others actually could get a chance to have 20 minutes a week with Donald Trump, What would be the two or three things you'd say to Donald that might improve the chances of America surviving this next century? What would you say to the man if you could get a chance to have 10 minutes alone with him on the phone? What would you say?
Pull away the access from traitors like Leon Panetta and other people that were formerly members or hierarchies in the Senate, in Congress, that have access to secret society or to CIA information. I would block almost everyone that was trained by David Boron, a member of the Skull and Bones that trains people to be part of Interpol, the Justice Department, the CIA, the FBI, etc. That those people should come not only under scrutiny, but, you know, from my knowledge, would eventually be gone after for their treason. Organizations such as Common Cause, which is has extensions everywhere, including here in California, which is openly trying to separate four Western states from the United States. There can't be anything other than calling that treason. It's called right. Pacifica.
Right.
And I'd immediately end any contract by any city, county, or state with the United Nations or the World Bank, which is mostly comes under ICLEI. It comes under all of this drama by so-called fake global warming.
This is a parallel government that's at the local level, is what you're talking
about.
That's
it. And it's being set up right now, the parallel, the councils of government. Every city and county in the country has one. And if the local people give a rat's tail, they need to get involved and go to their city councils and supervisors and insist they break those contracts immediately. It's a parallel government that's being set up. We're designed to be part of this world government. We're going to be suppressed, and a huge genocide is planned under the Georgia Guidestone protocols.
Let me tell you, do you want to know how the genocide will happen?
Lay it on me.
Okay, number one. And I was told this by a senior member of Lockheed Martin back in 1998 after I did my takeover of a Prophecy Club international conference at the downtown church that was a major center for a conference there in Denver back in 1998. And he told me that they could not bring the New World Order in until they brought national health care under single payer in America. That was in 1998. You know that the Clintons have been trying to do this because they tried to put the Clintonistas tried to do this back when he was in power. They didn't succeed, so they brought it through Obama. In fact, his signature bill was the ACA, which is the Affordable Care Act. People don't realize the ACA is so obscene they even had an ICD-9 code with a guillotine for beheading. They have death panels. And if they instituted the laws of the death panels, I had a specialist on my show about 4 years ago that actually talked about the fact that if he did vascular surgery on someone that was 72 that needed a clot removed, he would be fined up to $500,000 for doing it before it went to the death panel to decide if they should do it. And the second fine is not a fine, it's actually jail time up to 5 years in prison, federal prison. So you have to understand, the ACA is a eugenic plan. Now, if any of the Democrats get in and put in their universal health care, because they keep talking about different terms, they won't defend the ACA, the Unaffordable Care Act, because it drove the other things straight through the ceiling. But you have to understand, forced vaccination, which they're trying to do in states like here, similarly to what they did in Italy. If you don't vaccinate in Italy, you don't go to school at all. And here they're trying to do it in California. If you don't have the vaccines, you're not getting to school. Now they want to push it with measles. And they had some pinhead female practicing nurse actually try to push the measles epidemics happening because we don't have measles vaccine. First off, if your vaccine was so damn good, measles wouldn't spread. Where did it come from?
You have no reason to force anybody for a vaccination because if the people that vaccinated themselves were protected, there is no reason for a person of conscience not to vaccinate themselves, period.
Exactly. The point is that those who feel they have herd immunity because they have a personal vaccine, they can decide to do that. And by the way, what a vaccine does is create antibodies against the virus. It does not kill any virus. People don't know that. Vaccines don't kill anything. They turn your immune system to find it. Now, if the vaccine doesn't work, they did antibody tests of people with the flu vaccine, for example, and the only ones they actually found with some vaccines, not all of them, that produce antibodies were between 25 and 40 years of age. Children, anybody younger than 25 or over 40 didn't even produce antibodies. So, number two, you have to realize these often create cross-reacting antibodies to attack your own body proteins and then cause autoimmune disease like pseudotumor cerebri after the Gardasil vaccine, which is now, after court and actually causing death, considered a lethal vaccine. And the so-called vaccine court was set up so the vaccine companies and big pharma could get away with murder, literally murder. Now, you have to understand there's cases now before the courts of children that were given multiple vaccines and died shortly thereafter. It's a fact. I understand that. I know exactly how it works. I know immunologically. I can do the tests and the autopsy and the toxicology to prove to you there was a cause of death. So that's first. The second thing is the doctors here in California are required to ask if your parents have guns and how are they storing the guns in your home. So the doctor is being turned into a white knight spits officer for the U.S. government. And what they want to do with the federal government is universal health care is they're going to put the squelch on any new treatments on life extension or longevity or disease management. And they don't even want you to treat things like they're spraying like Zika virus or Epstein-Barr virus that causes cancer or other diseases like Lyme disease. In fact, if you treat with more than a month of antibiotics in many states, your license is pulled. So you have to understand they don't want innovation. They don't want life extension. And they don't even want to control the cost. Even if they control the cost of drugs, it's still prohibitive. If Bernie Sanders thinks he's going to make a healthcare system that's going to lengthen lifespan or whatever, he's a fool. This guy is a knucklehead, okay? And so are all the leftists that don't realize you got
to
fix
it. No, he's a tool. I went to the Soviet Union to get married. I mean, the Soviet Union was an experiment by Wall Street, an experiment actually in genocide. If people want to see the wiring behind the Medical Association, the Bar Association, if they pick up the book Murder by Injection by Eustace Mullins, or find a free download, get it, get a copy of it and bring your church and service members and neighbors in to be able to read it and discuss it.
Right. What, so that's number two. Now, the third thing is they want genetic engineering. And in the next few years, I can hear some background so sound coming through your speaker. With genetic engineering, they want several things. Firstly, they want to hack into your consciousness. Now they have social media tracking you and everything you do. When I try to put up, for example, I put up SoundCloud and I posted it over, they often will try to knock me off until I get a code to come back from my phone so I can reactivate it. That's because they're freaked out, but the Dr. Deagle and my co-hosts like you have the truth. Now, do not think you're going to get the full truth on Genesis Network, Republic Radio, or Rents Network. You're going to get entertained by weird stuff that's going to make you believe in 10 or 20 or 100 different kind of possible scenarios of things. There's one scenario, and Dr. Deagle and my co-hosts know what that one scenario is. It's not open to opinion either, by the way. We have facts, documents, and actual evidence and first-hand proof of what it actually is. It's not open to your damned opinion. You might want to know exactly how to prepare for it. But when they look at genetic engineering of monkeys to try to create AI, they want to create cyborgs. They're trying to create transhumans. They're actually in the process of literally wanting to be able to hack into your consciousness so they know where we are to a cubic meter. And people don't get this, do they? They don't understand that we're only a matter of years, not decades away, from a totalitarian to cybernetic police state, are we?
Actually, was foretold by Charles Merriam back in the 1930s, before all the technology was available, and he's basically was the hiree of Rockefeller and Fields at the University of Chicago, and he calls for minor, consistent manipulation of the, you know, the glands and organs and all this other type of stuff. He says that control doesn't come through the strap; it comes through minor manipulations, and that's exactly what the National Education Association and all these organizations have been overcome and captured in order to do. This the killing and the process that we're talking about has been going on.
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with oat toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Send you links here. Let's see how far we've come. Let's see
And welcome back. So, yeah, lots of things going on here. Gary, what's amazing to me is a lot of people either they want to argue about this thing and it's all made up, you know, or making all this stuff up. No, we don't want to make this up. This is reality stuff. In fact, I just pulled up a bunch of links for you that I wanted to send you about the Pindar. Most people are not aware of, even if they're aware of a lot of the Masonic things or the invasion of our churches, for example, a lot of the so-called Christian churches have been co-opted by the New World Order and by even our NSA and our federal government to actually act as whistleblowers of fellow Christians when they actually start gathering people up for sending off to civil detention camps of different colors, red, green, blue. People don't know this. They don't think, oh, no, this can't happen. Yeah, it can, actually. And there's a lot of liars and manipulators inside the so-called churches that are preparing the public for annihilation. And people have to understand, I want Trump and Pence, and I believe Pence is some form of a Christian, but I want them to actually read the Bible and have a fireside chat, and I want Trump to actually start coming clean with not only his sins, but also his deficiencies. The man is not perfect. And he pretends to be a genius, and he wants to be a celebrity, but the fact is he's smarter than the average, but he's got bad advisors that are global Satanists around him. And the people he needs to start doing a firing is people like John Lightning Bolt, Mr. Pompeo, and others that are basically around him giving him horrifying satanic advice. And they also are shielding him from the public that knows what's really going on, people like you and me, that can give him advice, that can tell him, listen, straighten up and do things differently. And I have a long list of things that if I can get Donald Trump on the show, or repeatedly on the show or on video, I can give him advice to tell him what he needs to do to fix up his government. We need to be his Samuel counsel. He doesn't have good advice. And he's flying blind right now. It's like a man with a, like your digital screens on your aircraft have gone blank, and you're flying by the seat of your pants, and your plane's upside down. That's how bad it is, isn't it?
It is. And we see everything today in the last day or so since the new attorney general is up there about spying. And surprise to me, I've got in front of me, and I sent a copy to you of the Santa Cruz Sentinel, October 21st, 1982. And right. We're showing that, the head of David Rockefeller hired Hawk Security, whose director was Robert Boyson of Hawk Security, refused to say if Rockefeller were a client. Anyway, they were involved in breaking up, campaign meetings, just as Trump's campaign meetings were broken up, as we saw across the United States. We also saw that the Republican National Committee was targeting dissident congressmen and candidates on a hit list and threatening to withhold campaign funds. We also had Rockefeller, the organization, monitors about 2,000 individuals. And, the purpose of the new Watergate Arnold charge is to censor and choke off criticism of Reagan and the Trilateral Commission. Right. And, of course, Reagan attacked Carter for having members of the Trilateral Commission on, but Edward Meese and his chief of staff, he's got the program out there, Mark Levin was his chief of staff, and they had double the number of members of the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission that they were moving in after attacking Carter for it. I got to clear my throat.
So what we're seeing right now basically is we're being manipulated by the public. Like, for example, when I watch Fox News, once in a while I'll see a flash of insight from Tucker Carlson, but he crosses the line and crosses it back again. He's probably been disciplined multiple times for actually asking questions he shouldn't ask. Like when you had this 3.5-minute dialogue I put up a few days ago, whether Trump wants to be reelected. Look, Trump is badly advised right now. If Trump wants to get reelected, there's a number of things he needs to do. I'd like you to give your short list of what you recommend he should do so he gets reelected and actually gets back on track with the border, with dealing with Russia and China, with dealing with the international trade, with dealing with the international banks, with dealing with the national debt, the missile defense. I mean, what would be your short list of things you'd tell Trump to do?
Well, he's got a hard job. It's like assuming command of an enemy army and fighting for your own country. I mean, we've known about the State Department and their control, you know, since the Buchmanner Call it Treason back in the 60s and even before that.
Yeah, but, you know, when I hear the word thing, when I hear the word hard job, it means it almost gives him an excuse. No, it's like anything. When I have hard flesh and I'm cutting through it with a scalpel, it just means I need to press a little harder for the scalpel to cut through. You have to have a technique. If you technique and you have a logical way of cutting with a Gordian knot, your sword, you can always find a solution. The thing, one of my special talents is there is no problem that I can't pull apart. Okay, and what I find really distressing is people try to pretend the masters of chaos, there's no solution. We can't fix health care. We can't fix the border. We can't fix the illegals coming here. We have this judge decision that says we can't return single children arriving on our border and have to release them to the public after 20 days. When the law is an ass, we shouldn't defend it. This is why Kristen Nielsen's gone. She was a legal ass protecting and defending the law when it shouldn't be defended. What Trump has to do, if he needs to, is declare martial law, will supersede these laws and actually do what is right for the country. He needs to send the troops to Mexico and Central America to kill the cartels. He needs to send the Mexicans troops with the Mexican-Guatemala border. He needs to tell the Russians and Chinese, I've seized your bank accounts. They're gone now. Putin and your oligarchs and your Chinese that are sending us enough fentanyl last year to kill all Americans. And we're in a boat to use advanced technology to take you out. And we're not going to just send in troops in. We're going to use scalar technology from space if necessary to fry all your troops, Mexican special forces, to destroy your weapon systems on the ground. For example, we have weapon system technologies that can destroy all the Russian batteries in their so-called runway and Laurentian Island from space in a matter of minutes. So if Trump decides to actually do something, he could do it. He just isn't. And he's waiting and screwing around, and he's going to put us all in dire dangers. And the fact is the same with the New World Order and the finances. We are $22 trillion in debt. They're getting ready for a financial collapse, and when they collapse the world economy, they're going to move to a total cashless system of the New World Order. And if they move it under the aegis of the National Health Plan and the Green New Deal, which are tied together, God help us all, because we'll be under a totalitarian cyber state. And that means we'll all be in a cybernetic cage, totally controlled by world government, won't we?
Yeah, they have it now from, you know, the smart meter grids to everything else. And I think the example of the Gordian knot is important, although I think you'd have to admit, where do you find the people that are smart enough to replace these people that have been layered in by Dianne Feinstein, you know, the head of the so-called Intelligence Committee, and guys like Adam Schiff, and guys like Leon Panetta with his, you know, giving
military
information to Red Chinese being ahead of the CIA and the Department of Defense.
Simple. The people that I know that contact me with intel information that are inside these agencies are good people in their lower ranks within the FBI, CDC, and the Pentagon. For example, I have one engineer from the Pentagon I've been in contact with for more than a decade. So you got to understand, there's good people in all these agencies that are usually not high up where the scum rises to the top. And the fact is, we have lots of good people with lots of experience that could take over these roles very quickly. But what happens is, because the Secret Order select people that are evil enough to lie to the public and put us all in danger, they get elected and pushed forward to the top of the scheme because they're evil enough that they can be manipulated to do the Luciferic agenda that will kill all of us. That's the problem. And we need to elect people and bring people forward from the lower ranks that are good people and want to do their job at the FBI, the NSA, and various other agencies like the Department of Justice. I'm sure agents and even attorneys are freaked out by what's going on.
You're exactly right, and fortunately, I've run into what you would consider common people in the population that know fairly deeply on venues of this, and I find it throughout the state. They don't know how particularly to get connected or get the information out, and they're frustrated on how to get that data.
I'll tell you what the problem is. It's not a matter of information. I learned this lesson a long time ago. If you and I, with our show, had a receptive audience, the entire country would have already been changed and Donald Trump would be begging us for answers. He's not. The problem is what's called spirit words. Now, it's not logic and evidence or even documents. You can send a truckload of documents to people like Donald Trump that you have from actual sources like CFR, even in the public, just books, papers, you know, memos. And Trump's not ignorant. When he came out, for example, and he was running for election in 2016, he made offhand statements that as a builder, he knew that 9/11 was a demolition of the World Trade Center towers. Okay? He made the statements, for example, about the illegality of Barack Obama's birth certificate, which 2 years ago, an NSA agent contacted me and sent me directly the photoshopped birth certificate of the even original birth certificate and how Obama is not an American. Okay? That's agents inside the agency sending me information. The problem is not information. You and I have accumulated tons of information. The problem is spirit words. The reason is, until the population is in the point where spiritually they'll accept a change in their worldview, they're not going to change their behavior. They still somehow are tribalized to one worldview, whether it's the left and Bernie Sanders Claus or AOC and the end of the world in 12 years if we don't do the United Nations Paris Accord, or they're tribalized to Donald Trump thinking he's a Christian when he's not. And they're tribalized to the idea that we have to support GOP, even though he's pushing 5G network, which is going to be our eventual cyber cage. They don't understand that we're being pushed into the left or right so we can be manipulated and herded to the abattoir for slaughter. And the problem I see is spirit words. It's a matter of timing. It's a matter that God has to open their hearts. We have to pray for them, that they are willing to accept the worldview change, which requires not just information, and not just a gestaltic, artistic viewpoint to change their worldview. It needs a change of heart. The population is not ready yet. And
no, I agree with you that there's no, you know, it's almost impossible, and I don't think it ever will be, that the majority of the population will ever so-called get it.
Yeah, but we don't need a majority.
A cadre of strategists that do understand how it is.
Well, let me give you an example. The first
American population, and then we can move forward.
The original revolution in America only took about 3% of the U.S. population decided to revolt against the British. A lot of them were property owners, but are just regular people too. We don't need a large majority. We just need what I call the spark, or if you want to call the early adopters, to just realize like what Deagle is saying is unique. For example, it was just a few months ago when I tried to leave Genesis. By the way, I was struck with a spiritual and a physical attack, which I'm recovering from very nicely now with my advanced technology. But you got to understand, we're dealing with an evil that transcends humanity. We're dealing with an evil that is control of humanity. For example, when you look at, for example, George Bush Sr., and you have to understand that these people at the top are people of clay and iron. For example, when people say they see shape-shifting, they're just basically becoming spiritually aware enough, even if they have very, very low, perceptive gifts to see the spirit realm. When you see someone with such an intensive evil in them, you can start to see the transdimensional entity that's avataring the physical body in their mind. So when I met Hillary Clinton, for example, I don't need ayahuasca or magic mushrooms to see the entity inside her because it's one of my gifts. Because I died at birth in 8 and a half. Now people say, you're nuts. I said, look, when I worked in an emergency department, I know someone's going to make it because their spirit stayed in the emergency room while we're resuscitating them. And the first time it happened to me was 1976, where the director of the emergency department said, hey, Deagle, you're one of us. I said, what do you mean? He said, you got the biggest aura I've ever seen, he said. Okay, my own doctor, Dr. Winkler, said the same thing just last year. He said, wow, man, you got the biggest aura. And he said, you're one of us. I said, what do you mean? He said, and I didn't even know what the heck an aura was back then. But what he had to understand, what he said was, if they stay in the room, they're probably going to make it. And guess what? For over 5,000 plus resuscitations I've done in my life, it's always been correct. So you have to understand what's going on is a spiritual and not just an informational battle. It's a battle for worldview and spiritual truth, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Thank you, Doc.